Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People media network here on Block Talk Radio. Call in numbers 515-602-9657. We are now in a war setting. It's official and it's going to get even worse before it gets better as the lunatics are outside, literally out around the country, controlled by a terrorist organization called CARE, that is funneling the riots and the marches around the country in support of a terrorist organization called Hamas and Hezbollah, which is also Muslim Brotherhood, which is also controlled by Iran, which got the funding by Joe Biden and Obama and others because they're in on it. The weapons that are being used by Hamas and a little bit by Hezbollah came from what we left behind in Afghanistan. And don't forget also that Biden had lifted some of the sanctions and restrictions put on Iran and what says what they call Palestinian. There's no such thing as Palestinian anyway. It's Islamic extremist terrorists around, and because of that, and the fact that the snub on Netanyahu when he was here, he went to the UN, he went to D.C., but he never went to the White House. Biden did not buy him to the White House in a slap. And all of this showed weakness, and all that stuff was what's causing this. And it's a big thing. And I am literally in contact with IDF, which is the Israeli Defense Forces. I have a meeting every morning with the Israeli Defense Forces down here on Zoom, and I get up-to-date information every morning. And this morning I was through Zoom. I got some tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll be again with a number of people, and we'll get up-to-date information. So, and of course, we have people in Israel that we know. They actually were literally going into the southern part of Israel and going and raiding not only towns and cities, but the kibbutzes. And they literally massacred everyone in the number of kibbutzes there. There's about 700 people killed so far, Israelis. Thousands more wounded. There's hundreds to 150 hostages. Some of them brought into the Gaza. What we need to do is level Gaza, get rid of and eliminate.
What we need to do is impeach Biden.
Yeah, but let Israel do what he has to do, what they have to do. They
Israel
need to
do
level
their job, and let's do our job here. Okay,
Biden,
he wants
Massar
to take it off the front
breaking
page.
News is that Massar has a warrant to eliminate Joe
matter.
Biden, Kamala
come
Harris,
Tuesday,
and the squad, and that should happen any
Tuesday,
day now.
Tuesday, there's a vote. For a new speaker. They need to solidify that and get it done. And then they need to go after Biden and impeach him and Kamala. That's it. Take them out. Okay?
I would like to see Mossad eliminate the cancer that's in this country, starting with Biden and Hamas and his supporters, as well as Kamala Harris. But also, we need to get rid of Tayyip and the squad and the ALC and others, and Ilhan Omar and all those, they're terrorists. Plain
they
and simple.
They need to take their money away and pay them a dollar.
Anyway, we have a caller on the phone, let's bring him on. And hello, Campy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What's your 2 cents? Because I know you. You're not that far from what happened today in Fort Lauderdale, with the fight that started over in the pro-Israel rally, and then Hamas supporters came over and started a fight over there, and they won day in downtown Fort Lauderdale earlier.
Oh, I didn't know that happened earlier. No, I was out. I went out today playing golf, but I mean that I think you know. Hey. Come on, he gave $6 billion. Trump even truthed it out there about how he gave, you know, $6 billion to Iran, the number one state sponsor of terrorism. I mean, we know who they are. I mean, it only emboldens them. I mean, you know, I mean, never mind, like you mentioned before, not to reiterate it, but hey, we left $85 billion with a B. $1 billion worth of the best equipment to the Taliban, and when he took out the military first. Who does that? A 5-year-old kid knows you don't do that. I mean, it's just common sense, you know. So, you know. Anyway, I just what do you think? What do you think they're going to do with that? If that's going to embolden them to where they're going to try to get the centrifuges so they have nuclear capability. I don't think
they got the nuclear stuff, but as far as they got, Hamas fired more than 5,000 rockets in the first hour or two in the so-called invasion. And where did they get all those rockets? It had to come from Afghanistan. The weapons that they when the IDF killed the Hamas terrorists, if you want to call them that, they found weapons that was registered back into the Americans over in Afghanistan.
Absolutely. I mean, we all know that Afghanistan, that was about the poppy fields. We know exactly what that is. When the deep state was in there, when the whole 9/11 thing happened, debacle, that was a CIA Mossad operation. We know what happened there. Is that all that poppy field, that was the CIA funding their war. You know, their war machine. That's what that was about. You know, as soon as they left and everything, the poppy fields went to nothing. So there you go. You know, but what I'm concerned about is these radical Islamist terrorists, and that's what they are. Let's call them what they are. You know, they're gonna. You know, what are they? They come out there. They come out and they say death to America. They call us the little Satan. You know, I mean, these people are straight up terrorists. And you know, there's only one way to deal with terrorists. You know, I'm very. You have to. That's the only way. You have to eliminate them. You got to understand. These people over there. I mean, come on. They're the ones who come in there with the suicide vests. Let's tell it like it is. That's what they do. And see, the thing about it is, the other thing that other people aren't talking about is that just like we got a deep state here over in Israel, they got a deep state too. Part of the deep state there is funded by the Mossad. I know about that. I know about that faction over there in Israel as well. So you got Hamas, but you also got, like, we got our deep state CIA. Israel has their deep state as well. So it's not just Hamas. You got Hamas and the Mossad working together. So
I don't know about the Mossad working with Hamas. So that's not what they do. Because I know a lot of people involved in that area. And the breaking news is that the Mossad is treating the squad, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, as part of the terrorist organizations. And if they can take them down and bring them to Israel for the Israeli cause, they would.
It would. Okay, good. That's what I want to hear. But the thing that concerns me is Hamas is the number one state sponsor of terrorism. We all know that. Iran is. We've known that for a long time. What does concern me is that I know that they're just like we have a deep state. Israel does too. However, the fact of the matter is that the number one problem is Iran. Let's tell it like it is. You know, Iran. They're the bad actors out there in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. They're the ones. I mean, Israel is 50 square miles from tip to tip. You know, they're surrounded by Arab countries all the way around. Their back is to the water. You know, so you know that's what it is. And Iran is the ones that are constantly saying death to America and death to Israel. So we got to eliminate them. There's no other way around it.
That's what Bibi said, that Netanyahu said, that this is the reason why we declared war instead of just taking excursions and stuff like that. And this part of the IDF meeting that I had, the conference that I had earlier in the day, is that there's a difference between excursions and different operations and declare outright war. When Bibi declared outright war, he designated in such a way that it means the end of Gaza. They're going to eliminate Gaza, like the general said in the conference this morning, the colonel. They said they're going to make sure that Gaza cannot be operational for at least 50 years. They're going to check it down. They're going to probably tear down everything inside there. But it's not just Gaza they're going after. They said they're going to destroy and eliminate Iran off the face of the earth.
Iran, good. Iran, they said they're going to wipe Iran off the face of the earth?
Yes, they're going to take care of Iran because they know that this will not end until Iran is gone.
Well, but they have to. I mean, I got to laugh. I mean, they are the bad actors in the Middle East. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of bad actors over
all over
that are
the world.
Constantly, but I mean, they're surrounded by, what is it? What is it, Joe? I think it's 1.5 billion Arabs as opposed to 6 million Jews. I mean, they're completely
like
surrounded.
That.
And then you got Iran. Iran is the number one state sponsor of terrorism. I mean, they're the ones. I mean, the average Jew in Israel has 20 seconds to get to a bomb shelter.
Every apartment building that's in Israel and has some kind of bomb shelter or shelter in place where they can be safety is filled in there.
Yeah.
Every Thank God for the technology
of the Iron Dome. I mean, that gets all these. What the mainstream media never shows is that they're constantly firing Katyusha rockets into areas like Ashkelon, in Israel, where kids go to school, where families are,
right.
And they're firing as many as three and four a day constantly in there. But they always, the mainstream media always makes Israel out to be an aggressor when it's just the opposite. They're trying to defend their homeland, and that's what Sekulow has been putting out.
Yes, I want to tell you something. If you watch the reports the last 24 hours, basically Newsmax is all over it, and it's reporting it correctly. OAN is reporting it correctly. Fox is 90% correct, and now you got MSDNC and CNN are reporting the opposite. They're like the arms of Hamas and stuff. And if you notice, the reporting goes along party lines, so to speak. If you're a left-wing dingbat, you're going to be for the terrorists, for Hamas. If you're and it shows, and it depends on who you talk to on whatever channel. You can't. They were making excuses for all these people getting killed. But one of the things that got mentioned is that the areas that they're attacking is like the kibbutzes and stuff. They don't have. They're more or less peaceful people. They don't have the people carrying guns and stuff with them all the time. They went to the areas that what we call gun-free zones in this country. That's where they went to.
Right.
It shows.
Of course
that
they do because they're soft targets. I mean, I gotta laugh. You look at Israel geographically on the map. They're no bigger than the state of New Jersey. They're 50 square miles from tip to tip. Their back is to their water. 1.5 billion Arabs are completely surrounded by Arab nations as opposed to, 6 million Jews. I mean, that's what it is. I know what it is. And the truth of the matter is they're constantly, if it wasn't for the Iron Dome and that, the United States being an ally of Israel, there'd be some serious problems in there. This has been going on for a long time.
But what really, under Trump, we had none of this stuff. Under Biden, because of his weakness.
No, we didn't
have.
Exactly, because Trump is pro-Israel. That's our ally. Absolutely. We didn't have any of this. But under Biden's feckless administration, we are seeing it.
And he has a track record going now with he failed with Afghanistan, the Russia going into Ukraine, China going towards Taiwan. You got going on with Israel. All this would never have happened.
We're on the verge of World War III. It's not going to happen. That Trump keeps saying, I can end this in 24 hours because he can. But the truth of the matter is that what's really going on in Ukraine is that Ukraine is the head of the snake. That's where the deep state launders their money. The Biden crime family. Obamas, the Bushes, George Soros, they all launder their money through Ukraine.
And that's the human trafficking with kids also through there.
That's right. That's exactly right. It is. But here's the thing that concerns me, though, is that if I'm not mistaken, I understand what they're saying, but here's the thing. I'm not so sure that the Mossad, that there's not an area, just like our military, most of the military follows the rule of law, 80%, but then there's the military-industrial complex, which is part of the deep state. If I'm not mistaken, you ask your friends at the IDF. I'm not even sure if they would disclose that to you or not. But I'm almost positive that there's an aspect of the Mossad that is like our deep state here in the United States. That is possibly, that are bad actors along with Hamas.
No, that's true. But we will see, because there's another briefing tomorrow morning.
I'll tell you why I know. It's because, see, I know a few things that I found out in the past year and a half, which I never knew about before, is that I know about when 9/11 happened, that was the CIA Mossad operation. I know that for a fact. So I know there's an aspect of the of not the IDF. They are for Israel all the way, but just like we have a deep state, so does Israel as well. So what we're dealing with, there's an area. See, some of this arms that we're seeing, it's not just coming from the deep state to Iran. You got these other faction that is, there's a deep state in Israel too, just like there is in the United States, that are helping to fund the number one sponsor of terrorism, which is Iran. And I know about this. It's called the Khazarian Mafia. You don't hear much about it. You hear very little about it, but it's true. And that's what bothers me. Is some of these people are deep state actors. I know that.
What's going to be added interesting is the fact that we now have Biden ordered the carrier group to the Middle East. The largest aircraft carrier in this country in the world, the Jebel R-4, is heading right now to the Middle East. And that fellow group. So now that could be just a, that's going to be a symbolic system, because I don't think Biden has the guts to activate the military to actually start doing deploys into areas of Gaza, which needs to order to Iran. Because they will have to, that carrier would be able to, and the planes that's on the carrier and the group can reach from where they're going to be into Iran and literally obliterate them.
It's interesting you say that, because I was just watching Patriot Street Fighter, and Michael Jaco, who's ex-CIA for 20-something years, and also used many covert operations, but he was talking about some of the logistics that they're dealing with over there in the Middle East, and is how, you got the Delta Force going in there, as well as, the Q operators that are going there, and they're dealing with, they're dealing with the deep state military industrial complex and some of these other bad actors that they're in, anyway, he was talking about that.
Yeah, but you got also earlier this week, or last week actually, Biden military announced that they're going to start cutting down on the special forces and go to regular.
I heard that.
That doesn't make sense. If you're cutting
down
special forces,
he's going to take away some of their military budget. Is that what I understood?
Something like that. But if you're going to cut down or defund part of the special forces, how is that going to improve recruitment? Because that was the target. The idea was to do that to improve recruitment. I would think it would be the other way around if you want to improve recruitment.
Absolutely it would be. This is the reason why he's doing that. It's obvious. He's trying to get at the heart. The fact of the matter is, the last line of defense for our country, it is the military. It is.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why is because, see, here's the thing about it was, the 16-year plan that the deep state had in mind, where they thought Hillary with Clinton was a lock. They thought there was no way she could lose. Everything. They were gonna try to change our whole constitution, because if we lost here in the United States, they could change our constitution. That's what this was about. How they never expected in a million years that Donald Trump would win. And so what happens now is that the deep state has to speed their plan up. And Trump allowed this to happen. It was part of the whole Q operation. The ingenious plan was that way everybody in the United States could see who all the bad actors really are. They could see, because we never seen these people before. They were in the shadows. But now you got to see who these people really are. You got to see, who all the rhinos are. You got to see who the deep state really is, what they would really do. I mean, I mean, 8 million, actually Trump said as much as like 12 to 15 million illegal aliens coming through the border from Iran, Iraq, and Syria, not to mention Chinese regulars that are showing up, hundreds of thousands of them with wads of cash. And then all this, so all this craziness we've seen with everything that we've seen with the transgender and everything else and mutilation of children, and now we know about the pedophilia that's starting to come out. People are starting to wake up to that, which is going to be the thing that's going to bring everybody together, and John F. Kennedy Jr. red-pilling the Democrats on that side. So, you know, I just know that right now, especially in lieu of what happened with the Speaker of the House, I mean, that hasn't happened in, what, 100 years? That they were able to get that – it never happened before. They were able to get that rhino out of there. So Matt Gaetz, right. So right now the deep state, they don't know what's going to happen, because either it could be Jim Jordan. We know Trump truthed it out there that he backs him. But, they, you know, they might bring Trump in there for a short while, and he'll really clean things up. So – I think the deep state is running for cover. So what they're doing is they're fighting for everything they can fight for, and this is a dangerous period. However, the Patriots are in control. I know that for a fact from all the military intel I've been getting. The Patriots are in control. They really are. But the thing about it is it's not a kinetic war. They want to bring it there. But, you know, we have I found out that the number one defense contractor for the DOD is Elon Musk. He actually breached their firewall at the Pentagon and was able to disseminate information out. So he has superior AI to the deep state's AI. So, I mean, they're going to push the false flag a bit, which is going to be World War III. And we're heading there, and that's going to wake everybody up. Because nobody wants to, you know, end up a nuclear war, obviously, but that's where the deep state is headed.
But Iran will have a nuke in 3 months.
These people, a lot of people don't understand. I laugh when I tell them these people are radical Islamic terrorists. You know, I've got to laugh. They're trained from the time they're kids. They take these kids and they train them. They think that they're going to get 72 virgins or whatever, and they brainwash them. And these kids happily, they think they happily, Islam is about as a religion based in death. And they happily go there to suicide themselves and kill as many people as possible. So I got to laugh.
Yeah,
you know, it's a dangerous thing.
The kamikaze.
That's right. I mean, I got to laugh. These Iranians, they are the most dangerous actors on the world stage today besides the CCP, because they would think nothing of if they got nuclear capability, they would definitely use it against us.
They're going to.
We I know.
Gonna,
we need to take
Israel
them out.
Israel is going to take out Iran.
They have to. Absolutely, they have
going to.
Going to. And here's the thing that concerns me. Like I said before, I know I've done some research on this. Israel has a deep state just like the United States does. So I know that, you know, the IDF is not going to disclose it.
But Bibi is not. But Bibi is not.
I hope not. I hope not. Yeah, I've heard he hasn't been, but I'm, you know, I hope not. Let's put it that way. I sure hope not.
Well, find out.
What bothers me is I've learned more about the Khazarian Mafia, which very few people know about. And I've learned some things that are very, very dangerous. I got to the root of the problem is I found out where the Rothschilds really got their start. It was these bad actors called the Khazarian Mafia. There was a group of them. I don't know if you know this or not, but if you go through, you can hardly find anything about it. But way back 1,400 years ago, there was a group called, you know, the Assyrians. They were the most ruthless warriors talked about in the Bible. They killed men, women, and children back there. But back in a couple of hundred years ago, the Bolshevik Revolution. Well, they completely wiped out 100 million Russians, killed men, women, and children. And then what they did is they were the king of that area of Khazaria told them they were so ruthless that they had to pick a religion. either Christianity or this, but they chose Judaism. These people are not Jews, but they took Jewish last names. A lot of people don't know that. They infiltrated Judaism, and they're not Jews, okay? And what they did is they have the names of Jews, but they're not. They're from Caesarea. And these people were the first ones to start usury. They were the ones who started the banking system that we have today, which is the Federal Reserve, which is by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, the deep state. That's right. That's what I'm talking. And see, here's the thing about it is these people that are not Jews, they hide behind, they take the names of Jews, but they're not, okay?
Okay, yeah.
They're what the Bible talks about.
We need to take
I
out.
Know.
We need to close the Federal Reserve.
Absolutely.
We need to go back
absolutely.
To the gold standard.
These people are the ones that are behind that. They came in. They're the ones, the 13 Illuminati. That's right. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's
part of what is known as the
giving him shit. That's who's giving him.
Well, that's who it is. You're talking about the Rothschilds. You're talking about the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the DuPonts.
Right.
You know
the Carnegies, the Mellons, all of them.
That's right.
You know?
The British royal family, when you really look about it, they're not from Britain at all. That when they change their name to the fool people, they're part of the Nazi regime. A lot of people don't know that, but I know that.
The Windsors? Is that who you're talking
That's
about?
That's exactly
the
right, the Windsors. Right.
Okay, well.
And part of the other problem we're dealing with is some of these people.
That guy's a
besides Hamas, you got a group of Jews that they have Jewish last names, but they're not Jews. They're part of the Caesarian Mafia. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Jews for Jesus.
And a lot.
The Jews for Jesus.
Right. So what I'm praying is that the IDF, I know they got their finger on the pulse of that, obviously.
Yes, they are.
Of what's going on. Yeah. Yeah, and they need to get Hamas out of there. But rest assured that that's what they're dealing with. It's not as simple as that.
We need to impeach Biden. We need to start somewhere solid and build a foundation. We need Biden gone.
Absolutely, we do. Well, listen, I you know the thing about it is that you know, when the thing comes out about the child sex trafficking, about Ukraine, how the Bidens are directly involved in that, that's going to solidify, bring everybody together.
Well, we know about it already. We need to take out Biden and Kamala and put Trump in as president and then create a cabinet.
Yeah,
we need Congress to start taking away the money from some of these numbnuts in Congress.
I think what we're really watching is this is to wake the normies up, the people that were asleep.
Yep.
I mean, come on. And this was to wake them up, because I personally believe that most of these people that you're seeing, they're not even there anymore.
They made mistakes. You know that.
Right.
The stealing of that election really woke people up. And now they're going after the system is so, don't know what the hell to do with themselves, because they can't win.
Well,
they can't lie. They can't
cheat.
And all these cases.
Let's look at the two whistleblowers, okay? Let's look at the two whistleblowers for the IRS. They showed conclusive, concrete evidence.
Yeah.
There was three. They showed the money trail showing it's at least $20 million.
Yeah.
Easily $20 million.
And McCarthy
and there's as many as 20 shows.
And he was fucking,
right, but there's as many as 20 shell companies. So how come the DOJ and the FBI haven't arrested anybody? Why? I'll tell you why. That's a rhetorical question. Because they're part of the deep state. That's why.
Mallorca.
I know. This is
and that Korean press secretary and Jeff Sasaka. And Hillary and Bill and Menendez. They all.
Well, BlackRock owns. That's right. Then you get. That's exactly right. So I personally know that it's not going to be long before they take these people away to Gitmo. The thing about it is things like Joe said earlier, things are starting to heat up. I personally don't. There's not going to be a 2024 election. That's my personal educated opinion. We got to get this right first. So I believe sometime in the next, I don't know. I think personally it's going to be within the next maybe 6 months or so at the most, because the deep state has nowhere else to go. And I think they're going to push this World War III event. And I think that's when the military is going to go in and take these people away to Gitmo. And I personally think the economy is going to come down as the quantum financial.
And find them guilty of treason and hang the fuckers.
Well, there's as many as 500,000 people at the very top of the levers of power.
That's why
the deep state is massive.
Roll them up, build it up, build the news, put it around their fucking heads and hang them one by one.
Absolutely. That's right. That's what has to happen. And the next thing, and you most definitely have to get rid of Iran. Because they would think nothing if
they
got nuclear capability of using it.
The mullah is one evil dude. He's nuts.
You got to understand something. These people are crazy. They would think nothing of killing. It doesn't mean all they care about is one thing: is killing Israel and America. That's what they constantly live for. So you got to take it out.
They're control nuts. Obama wants the Arab Spring back. He wants all this shit happening. This is all Obama.
Yeah, of course he does.
Did you read
yeah.
today Obama and Michael celebrated their 40th anniversary? You know she's a man.
Oh, of course. That's not Michelle. That's Michael. I know.
You know, yeah,
Joan,
really.
Joan Rivers pointed that out a long time ago.
She did.
The real
and look,
truth. The real truth.
And look, hold it.
The real truth. The real
know,
truth. The real truth of the matter
she
is.
She have a facelift, and she survived it. But the last one, she did.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got to laugh. You know, the thing about it is, when you go all the way back, okay, you go back to Bush Senior. The truth of the matter is. As
yeah.
I know, I did a lot of digging. Bush Sr. used to hang out with Osama bin Laden, okay? They used to go to dinner
Nazi.
Together. Osama bin Laden is CIA. A lot of people
yep.
don't know that.
Yeah. And Saddam Hussein, they made him. It was like Wilson's War. He created those bad people. Same shit, same scenario, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there was a guy that, listen, every president that we've had, since World War II, didn't matter whether they were right wing or left wing, they were all part of the same bird, the New World Order system, except
right.
for John F. Kennedy,
right.
Reagan, and now Trump.
I think Truman wasn't. I think that Harry walked out of that White House a free man. He didn't take money. He didn't do shit. He just went to do his shit. Okay.
This deep state has been going on for the past 100 years. They've been at this.
Since President Wilson, since the Federal Reserve shit.
Our country. What happened was way back in 1871. I think it was the President Grant. I forget what it was. Our country was bankrupt. Okay. And what happened
uh-huh.
was is that they borrowed the United States was bankrupt, and so what they did, they made a deal with the devil. They borrowed money from the Vatican, and the Vatican told them, they said, okay, you're going to borrow money from us? That's fine. Here's what we're going to do, though, but you got to change the wording of your constitution, and they put us under maritime law. It's called British Crown Rule. We were not under maritime law before. We were under common law. The Constitution of the United States was changed. It was changed from the Constitution for America to the Constitution of America. Most people don't even know that. This whole IRS were completely I know. Wow. They're a completely criminal organization.
How do we put it back?
They're a complete. Well, that's what Trump is in the process of doing. See, he had to. This was never about a 4-year election. This was about draining the swamp. This
right.
Trump keeps saying that we just didn't understand the magnitude of what he meant. See,
right.
They changed our Constitution. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, they put every person under what is known as maritime law. We're not under maritime law. We're supposed to be under common law. And that mean, and what happened was is every one of us, when you have a birth certificate, all your name is in capital letters, which means that you're subject. You are a slave to the British Crown when they do that. And they actually make monies off of every person. You can check all this out. There's a guy by the name of Russell J. Gould, okay, wonderful patriot who understands all this. See, what they maritime law enslaves you. You don't even realize you're a slave. And when they have your birth certificate, they call you being under maritime law is that you're no longer under common law. The United States became a corporation back in 1871. That's the reason why you can never beat them legally, because we're under a false system. What Trump is going to do is going to put us back under common law, okay, which is what we're supposed to be on. The IRS is a completely criminal organization. They've been robbing us ever since. They've been robbing us. All those taxes that you're taxed for, it's illegal. It's illegal as hell.
You want to know how stupid? We have Congress people in Congress who have no idea what they want to do with the tax. You know, they never even heard of it.
I know you've never heard of what I'm telling you about common law and being under a corporation. You mark my words. Every president that we've had, we're under corporate law to the British Crown. We're not supposed to be.
Right.
It's a completely
and those people
right.
who keep voting to give money to Ukraine are bad people. They're bad people.
Big time.
Seriously.
Big time.
They are. You know?
Do you realize that part of what Trump ran on, a lot of people don't know, is he was going to do away with the Federal Reserve and the IRS.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
The exact same thing that Kennedy tried to do away with.
Joseph, what's that tax thing called again?
It's the fair tax.
Right. So we were going to vote on it, except these people have no idea what it is.
That's exactly right. Here's the other thing. Well, that was done on purpose by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, the 13 Illuminati families at the very top, the billionaires that control all this system.
The minute Congress votes to close the Federal Reserve, it will be closed because they control the purse strings.
Well, did you know how it came about, the creature from Jekyll Island? I do. I know the backstory on it. It's completely unconstitutional what they did.
I read the book.
Right. Right. and they went ahead and they did this. There was two other people that weren't there that were supposed to be. Otherwise, you legally can't do it. Okay.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is that it shouldn't say those dollar bills should not say Federal Reserve at all. That's a completely separate system than the United States. They're totally separate.
In 1913.
Go ahead.
Had Congress set in, baby, and changed the whole.
That's right.
The whole way financial works in this country.
It's called the creature from Jekyll Island. It gave them the right, and what they did is
right.
they went ahead and went ahead. Here's what they did. They took us.
They took us
off the gold standard
reserve.
In 19.
We need to close.
Well, here's
the
what happened. Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971. So what happened was is it gave them a license to steal. Okay, if you don't have gold back
money.
In your dollar, remember when there was. Right.
They're printing money, which has no value. We have no budget. which has no value, and we got a sky
high. There is. That's right. There's no such thing as government funded. It's all taxpayer funded.
We're so
that's
old.
How inflation. That's how inflation started. Was they print money up at an absorbent rate, and then they sell it to the United States with interest. That enslaves
right.
you.
Right. And they're still doing it. Okay?
I know.
And you know what
else
is
going
on?
But this all happened?
I'll tell you
what.
Remember when they nationalized the banks back the idiot Bush son? You remember when all that shit was happening? Well, that shit's still going on. The banks are still nationalized, or the credit unions. And how do I know this? They're giving out ninja loans. No interest, no down payment, and you can buy a home. Seriously.
That's right. I mean, what they've done, it's a completely criminal banking cartel.
Banks are still nationalized. Okay?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And I'm going to say another thing. I think the auto industry is nationalized. Remember when Obama did all that shit on the autos? Right?
I do.
Conkers and all that bullshit. That shit's still going on. Insurance outfits like AIG and the others, I think they're nationalized too.
Did you know the IRS is not even based in the United States? They're based in Puerto Rico.
It's a commonwealth.
Right, but the fact of the matter is that
but they're not
all these things that they're taxing us for, no, they're not, and it's illegal. It's unconstitutional. Did you know 125 years ago there was only two taxes? All this stuff that we're taxed for today, it's illegal. It's unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm. I know it's illegal. I know it's – they're bleeding us dry on every level. I'll give you one better. You know, here we live in Florida, right, Campy? So our goofy governor, because I think he's goofy, gave FPL a 20% increase on us. Didn't you notice your electric bill went up?
Oh, yeah.
Because we're being jacked on by that piece of shit who I think Ron DeSantis is decent.
Well, now I do. I didn't before, but everything that he said, I think what happened was is somewhere he got bought out. That's what I'm starting to believe.
Yeah, you've got to fight the bushes.
They're Nazis.
Yep.
They're bootleggers.
Oh yeah. They were directly involved with the Nazi regime, the Skull and Bone Society.
Oh, shit, yeah.
When you go back to the
That's how they made as well.
Ford Motor Company actually supplied the engines to the German tanks. He had a plaque in his office by Hitler himself.
We actually support the materials for the Japanese planes too. Remember?
Oh yeah. Well, here's the thing a lot of people don't know, but they're waking up to, is that the deep state funded both sides of the war.
Yeah.
And Prescott Sr. was directly involved with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were friends with Hitler.
You know, one thing I can say about us, the three of us, we know our history. And our children today are being screwed on this. Because they don't know. We know.
No.
And we don't get to generate this, you know, to the kids. And we have to find a way to see the information. And you know, why let history repeat itself? Know what's going on around you. Be aware. You know?
Absolutely.
You know,
listen. You think, look. Not just the taxes, but also the hidden tax. It's Robert Kiyosaki talks about it very clearly. It's called inflation. Okay, they print money up at an absorbent rate, because when we came off the gold standard back in 1971, okay, there was a time that they had silver certificates when you went to the bank. It actually said silver certificate.
And the coins.
That's right.
Yep, I remember.
That's right. That's right. And after 1964, when was the last year the coins that were actually complete were solid silver, the coins after that, you notice they all got copper in them. Because why?
Yeah.
Because they're debased money, okay?
Yeah.
And it's called Gresham's Law. Gresham's Law. Robert Kiyosaki talks about this in depth. And so the thing about it is, when they took us off the gold standard, what did they do? Well, Nixon put us on the petrodollar. It's tied to oil. And so when we came off of the gold standard, inflation went through the roof. And in the 70s, at first, it looked great. You know, you got all this money. But what happened was is that when you're taking off the gold standard, the more money you print up, obviously, the less the value the dollar is worth. Okay, and it takes about 40 to 50 years to what we're seeing today. We're not quite at hyperinflation, but we're close to it. That's precisely what the deep state plan is.
But here's
the thing I was going to say a lot of people don't know.
McCartney was a piece of shit. I would have
absolutely. Well, they took. What a lot of people don't know is that.
Okay.
We got the money back. We got the money back from the Vatican. We got the gold back. There was as much as 650 plane loads that I heard from my military intel. Plane loads, no exaggeration, of gold that was taken from the Vatican. Okay.
Where was it taken
from the Vatican back.
Okay.
Probably footnote. But anyway. Yeah.
I got something to say. McCarthy should have left the government shut. We would have went bankrupt, belly up.
Yeah,
but he wasn't going to do that.
He had opportunity with the evidence we had to actually give out the subpoenas they were supposed to do and follow what he supposed to have done. We would have been so much farther along in everything we've done.
Well, 45 days. We're 45 days into I don't know what, and we got to stop spending.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. You got to understand, see, until the military comes back and rectifies things, they're printing money up like a drunken sailor. So,
whether we're open, whether we're closed, whether we're anywhere, they're going to print money.
Absolutely. And here's the thing about it is that a lot of people don't know. Here's the good thing is that some people don't know is that there's a parallel economy in place. Okay. It's going to take some time. It's going to look really, it's going to look scary. But the fact of the matter is that the Patriots have a parallel economy. And what it is, it's called the quantum financial system, which is backed by digital gold, which is decentralized currency. Not the centralized stuff of the deep state. They're trying to push the CBDC, the central banking digital currency, which is not going to happen. What Trump has in place is it's called the quantum financial system. It's backed by digital gold.
Yeah, his Trump coins. His Trump coins.
Hold on.
That's right.
What
Trump coins, and there's all right.
What happens?
It's a decentralized currency.
The richest man in the world, where does your money go? Where's your money go?
Wow.
Elon Musk. You said Trump has this whole quantum whatever coin.
It's called quantum. It's called the quantum financial system backed by digital gold.
How does Elon Musk's money, because he's the richest man in the world, where does his money go?
Well, so far he's been acting as a white hat. We know that with Twitter, everything, you know, everything else. He's actually called out.
This new system? Where does your money go in this new system? How is it formatted?
What I understand is that is the parallel economy that's coming into place. It's a decentralized currency.
Is that going to be like a dollar bill?
Like,
a 5, a 10, a 20, a 50, and a 2 note?
I actually have some of those bank notes. I have some treasury notes. They're 24 karat gold. It's got Trump's logo on it. I've got some of those bills actually right now in my possession. So I got them through a through James Red Pills America.
Your money in the bank. Say you have a nest egg in the bank. Where does your money go?
What I'm hearing is that we're gonna go back on digital. We're gonna go on this quantum financial system backed by digital gold, and that everything that was stolen from us
we're gonna get those
monies back that was stolen from us from the IRS.
What happens to our deficit?
It gets wiped out.
Okay.
It's gonna be wiped out.
Scarlet Butler saying I'll be back on Wednesday. God bless America. God bless everyone. Thank you, Campy. Have a great night. Take care. And God bless everybody. Night. Bye.
Campy, I see the save because we're down to about the last 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Okay. All righty. I guess that's it then, right?
Yeah, well, if you have a final message.
No, the only thing is that I really believe from what I understand is that most people, it's hard for some patriots to believe, but I believe we're going to go back to the purchasing power of the 1950s. I believe with this new parallel economy that's put in place by the patriots, that's what's going to happen.
Okay. All right. I want to thank you for coming on, Campy and Scarlett and anyone that's in the chat room. I want to thank everybody that are listening. It's around the world. We have millions of people. And before I say goodbye to good night, don't forget to tune in on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio. The call number is 515-602-9657. I want to prayers for Israel. We'll keep you up to date through the podcast and have a great evening. Go ahead.
One last thing is that a lot of people don't know about it. It's called tacticalcivics.com. It's what the founding fathers put in place that most of us don't even realize today. It's about having a grand jury at the grassroots level. Is how you get these people out, these deep state people out at the local level.
And we are going to be working on that. We are going to be working on that. And there's a lot of people need to go, including the squad and Biden and Kamala Harris and others. So anyway, good night, everybody. Thank you for coming and listening to us. And we'll see you on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m.
All righty. Thank you.
Detroit down to Houston.